Hello and welcome. This is Richie Milani from Learning Without Borders, here today to talk about Little Britain. So Britain is an island that's full of different cultures, people with different stories, and this has led to an island that's full of different accents. I'm going to focus on the different accents around Britain, the first being the Geordie accent, which is the Newcastle accent, the second being the Scouse accent, which comes from Liverpool, and the Cockney accent, which is London, but more particularly East End London. However, there are some common grammar mistakes that's made by all the accents that I've mentioned. The first common problem is that they don't pronounce T's or H's. So, instead of saying, "I put on my hat," it's much more common that you'll hear, "I put on me hat." Secondly, in common slang, most people replace my with me. So instead of saying, "I put on my hat," it would commonly be, "I put on me hat. I put on me hat." And thirdly, the Brits do something called a glottal stop. The glottal stop can be heard easiest by saying the words "bottle of water." So with a glottal stop, it sounds like "bottle of water." Try it again. "Bottle of water." So we stop the T before it gets into the word. So instead of saying "bottle of water," it's "bottle of water." So a common sentence might be, "I put on my hat to go to the shop to get a bottle of water," which would change to, "I put on my hat to go to the shop to get a bottle of water." Accents around Britain are very diverse, but a lot of fun. So with these grammar mishaps in mind, the first accent I want to work on is the Geordie accent. To do this accent, we need to widen those mouths. The Geordie accent is the accent of Newcastle, a boisterous city. A common slang term for "hello, how are you?" is, "Weh, man!" Let's try it together. "Weh, man!" So with the Geordie accent, I find it helps to overemphasize the word and give it more syllables. So for example, the slang term for "cool" in Newcastle is "class," whereas it would sound more like "class." So basically, when we're overemphasizing and giving it more syllables, you're going to have to widen those mouths. Speak from the back of the throat. Try some more slang words. "Purely belter," which means really cool. "I'm gone to the toon." That's a tricky one. That's "I'm going to the town," which would be the centre. Here's a nice fun one to try. "Bonnie." That means pretty. And "lass" would be a girl. So a bonnie lass would be a pretty girl. So if you want to say "that's a pretty girl," you might say, "That bonnie lass is class." That's my main tip to speak Geordie. Speak loud. That's the end of part one. Next, we're going to be talking about the Scouse accent. Talk soon.